Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Well, thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We had a great election a little while ago. 4 years ago, I never thought I'd say anything could compete with 2016. This election that we're going into is the most important election in the history of our country.
All right, so it's a wrap by the Democrats in Milwaukee, so to speak, virtually in Milwaukee anyway. Joe Biden now officially the guy who, with Kamala Harris, is running against Trump and Pence as the president tries to get another 4 years and reelected, and Joe Biden tries to fulfill, I think, what has been a political ambition of his for a very, very long time. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, wherever you are, I hope you are safe, sound, and finding a little sliver of happiness somehow, some way. We do tend to get stuck. I keep talking about that hamster wheel, you know, the roller coaster ride. And I said this in a previous show, the strongest of the strong have those moments where you're just, you know, do you feel tired? Are you tired of kind of the same old thing? Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're weathering this quite well. And if you are, spread the things that you're doing that are working. I believe people are sick of making bread and getting that COVID 19-pound gain that they talk about. I mean, seriously crazy. All right, so with this, the Democrats move forward, and you heard the president. He says this is the most important election. He thought it couldn't top 2016, but it's a much different scenario according to him. And you look at what the Republicans are going to roll out. And I was looking at their agenda the other day, and of course, on the first night, Melania Trump will do an address. Mike Pence is, of course, going to speak. Of course, Donald Trump will speak. And then you've got in between a Navy SEAL, Marcus Luttrell, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Jeff Sessions. And this is, you know, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, some of the people I think that you would expect that would probably be addressing the convention. You have Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, and Paul Ryan on the 19th makes an appearance. So Paul Ryan from Wisconsin will be in the mix for all of this. And then there are a few other people in between, like Laura Ingraham, who's a radio host, but really known for, I think, her role now on Fox. Callista Gingrich is somebody else who is going to speak. Of course, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker. And then you've got the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, is going to do something on the final night. Marsha Blackburn, too, from Tennessee, will. Jerry Falwell Jr. and Peter Thiel, who's a big business leader, obviously, he's in the mix for this, too. So, and there may be some other, they're saying there may be some other surprises because these are people they know are going to speak, but there may be some other people who come and speak at the Republican convention too. Very strange, because let's see how they handle the convention doing it, how they're going to have to do it, you know, adopt to a platform that's a little bit different for them, just like it was for the Democrats, because there's some things that are taken out of the mix when you can't, you know, when you can't do what you normally do with a crowd, and you just can't do it. So you got to figure out how do you do it. How do you do it viral? How do you do it well viral? And that's what everybody else, by the way, is trying to figure out. Zoom, the Zoom boom has led to lots of people just shaking their head that they are so, so tired of it, so tired of it. Hey, coming up, we're going to do We Can Count, and then we've got some great guests for you, too. I thought we'd do something uplifting, and I'm going to introduce you to a couple of really uplifting people. One who believes in angels and talks about her guardian angel and losing her father and what that was like, and she is awesome. I mean, you hear her story, and wait till you hear her story. It's like one of those moments where people say they see the light, they're with somebody who dies, and you're just a kid, and you're trying to tell people, you know, what's happening, and they kind of look at you cross-eyed. But anyway, well, that could be politics. That's Michelle Napier Colombo, and that's at the very tail end of the hour. All right, so let's move into some quick odds and ends before we jump to another version of We Can Count, because I always like to say there's numbers in everything, isn't it? Look around. Everything's about numbers, numbers, numbers. How are you increasing, decreasing, you know, whatever it might be. I wondered about this. When you look at New York City and you look at the city and how well it's persevered, this is what I thought was so intriguing. 8% of New York City employees have returned to their office. But you heard what I said, 8%. That's less than 1 in 10 employees are in the office. The economic consequences and time required to recover, I think, are going to be longer and are going to be more serious than people hope they would be. Right? The 8% is such a low number. For some reason, I thought, of course, not capacity, but I thought it was a lot higher than that. A lot higher than that. And you know what sector has brought in the most people coming back to work? Maybe you're going to be surprised by this. Real estate. The real estate sector has brought in the most employees of any category. More than half already working in their offices, and about 94% expected to return by summer of 2021. Wow. By the way, the people who did this partnership for New York City. Now, they didn't report how many people they surveyed for the poll, so, you know, that's kind of a no-no, and a few other details that they left out. But I find those numbers, anyway, pretty fascinating. Pretty fascinating, for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, some quick hits here before we skedaddle into our second segment where we really deal with the numbers is the funny thing that, I don't even know, it's not really funny, but how about the president's going to pardon women's suffragette leader Susan B. Anthony. Yeah, he's going to pardon Anthony, who was a big leader, again, in suffragette and that movement, and who was arrested for voting in 1872 in violation of laws permitting only men to vote. She's best known for her role in the movement to secure voting rights for women, but she was also a strong anti-slavery voting rights pioneer. So Trump said she's never pardoned. What took so long? He said, I'm going to sign a full and complete pardon later this week. So, wow, 100 years after the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which ensured women's right to vote, it's also called the Susan B. Anthony Amendment. So, Susan B. Anthony, you are pardoned. How about that? I just thought that was kind of a cool story. I mean, a very cool story. So hang on. Coming up, we're going to do the numbers thing. We Can Count. Then I'm going to introduce you to two women that will lift you up. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
All right, time for another edition of We Can Count. We jump all over the numbers. And numbers, we got them. Colorado wildfires joining the California crew, prompting this open fire ban and disrupting, really, interstate travel. That's what the headline was I saw, and then I texted a friend in Colorado. And they've got four major wildfires, including the fourth largest in the state's history, and the number one priority, they say. I mean, this has gotten really bad. Where was I when all this was happening? So they shut down about 60-mile stretch of Interstate 70 for 5 days, and that prompted Jared Polis to order a temporary ban on open fires. The Pine Gulf fire, which has burned 87,000 acres near Grand Junction since it was hit by lightning July 31st, surpassed a 2012 High Park fire on Tuesday as the fourth largest in history. So you can just imagine how exhausted these guys are. If you look at some of the pictures that are fantastic, but they're pretty ominous, let's hope nothing happens. I mean, they got air tankers, fire retardant combating this. It's shaky. I mean, it's a interesting stretch. And one of the things that Polis said, the governor said, I'm grateful to the more than 2,000 men and women who are on the ground in the air fighting these fires and working to protect our communities, because that's what they're doing. I mean, they got to be really proactive in what's happening to try to stop these fires. And the amount of acres that the fire claims is insane. You know, the Williams Fork fire had burned 6,627 acres as of Tuesday in the afternoon. The Cameron Peak fire grew to over 14,000 acres. Yeah, it just makes you say, it's natural. Wow, what's up with that? What's up with that? I mean, seriously. All right, how about the Golden State Killer? To me, this is an excellent story. It's not excellent. It's horrific and sick and twisted, and the guy's an SOB, but who deserves to rot. But Joseph DeAngelo was in court on Tuesday. Survivors of the man dubbed as the Golden State Killer proclaimed their nightmare to be over. And you had, you know, women that were attacked. There was one woman, Chris Pederetti, who was bound, gagged, and raped at just 15. I mean, I couldn't even watch the series about this, but she got to at least address him and said, "You will forever be a repulsive coward who hid behind a mask of evil. The devil can keep you company in your prison cell as he gnaws away at whatever soul you have left, at whatever life you have left." And she was just one of the several people that were there in court. And 15 is the number, but the amount of victims in this is incredible. I mean, he pled guilty to 13 murders, and the 74-year-old man will be sentenced, but sad to see that he got away with that for so long. So long, and then finally, thank goodness, there's some closure for some of those women. Thank goodness they caught him. I mean, thank goodness. Because there's just, you know, you look at California, they got 30 large fires that are just burning, burning, burning. And that's no good. You've got to use so many resources, not just the state resources, but so many resources. It is crazy. I mean, it is absolutely crazy. This is a follow-up story to something that we've been following, the lawsuits at Flint and what's happening to Flint and with the poisoning of the water. And is there something that they could have done better now as this all kind of is starting to wash away? And the answer is, yeah, never put anything there in the first place. How about that? We didn't mean to do it. We didn't mean to do it, but we directly saw what we were doing, but it doesn't mean that we really, you know, that we really wanted to do it. Sounds like a lame excuse to me. Oof, very lame. Okay, and jumping around in a couple of other stories, we know places are closing and it's dire and, you know, all of that. But you even had FedEx that announced a holiday packages surcharge. So pick up wisely what you're going to pick up, because they're serious about this. Home deliveries, they're implementing these surcharges and fees to continue providing what they can get their hands on. So FedEx's residential delivery charge on certain U.S. Express and U.S. Ground services runs from November 2nd to January 17th. To be charged, a FedEx shipping customer must reach a certain package volume threshold, rather. Wow, that's so interesting. Who knew that? Did you know that? You can admit it if you know it. Admit it. Admit it. I've had three friends that have moved during the pandemic. Do you think they were just bored with what was happening in their life, or they wanted to change? I think it's kind of a little bit both. I think it's both of it. And looking at that fire, there is something spectacular about a fire. Watching it, of course, from behind and, you know, stay from the ruckus, I guess, is what I'll say. I was looking at celebrity birthdays, and I was kind of going through it to see if there's anyone worthwhile mentioning, and there always seems to be. Like, you know, obviously Robert De Niro stars as Vito Corleone in the Godfather series. That was released in December 74. But yet he still gets these parts that are perfect, and he does them so flawlessly. It is a sight to see. I mean, flawlessly. Absolutely flawlessly. I mentioned at the tail end of the hour it's about uplifting, lifting up your spirit. And we're talking here about numbers. And, you know, you had Robert De Niro at 77. Oh, 77. And then how about Sean Penn? He's another one. He just turned 60 a couple days ago. And I think of him as Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High back in 1982. And, boy, that just doesn't seem possible. And people forget even Sean Penn was married to Madonna. They married in 1985, and they actually were together for a few years. They didn't get divorced until 1989. And, boy, he's been in some good pictures. Mystic River. That was one that was in 2004. He's also was in a movie called The Assassination of Richard Nixon, and that was in 2004. And then he was Dead Man Walking, of course, in 1995. It really, you start to look at these films as somebody who is looking at the films and when they came out, and it really makes it takes you back, right? To where were you when that was going on? Do you remember? So, it is the tail end of the week, and we're flopping into another week, and technology now is so huge. Zoom presentations, you know, there's tips about Zoom. People are making a living on teaching people how to make their presentations more exciting, more interesting, how to frame themselves up and feel comfortable doing it, and it's crazy to see what happens with some people when they try to hook up the technology. But anyway, what's really been kind of wild is Samsung and Apple phones are expected to boost 5G. So your number is that 5G. I'm calling that the number. The 5G network that exists now, they're either not as fast or promised or spotty, and most phones, including some of the best-selling devices in the U.S., the Apple iPhone, don't work with 5G. Samsung's new line of Note 20 phones that are coming out, they all work with 5G. And in October, Apple's really going to put 5G on the map with four editions of 5G iPhones. I mean, it's crazy the how quickly the iPhone moves. And they'll have people, well, maybe they won't. I was going to say they'll have people camping out. I guess you'll have to get an appointment to get one. Because that's what's happening pretty much everywhere. You know, you go to the vet, you go to the doctors, you go to certain places, and that's what you do. You have to wait. I mean, I don't have to tell all of you. You have to wait until they call you, and then you're in. So actually, it's funny, bouncing back to technology for a second, this 5G, you know, they say it's the most transformational technology over the last 20 to 30 years. That's saying something. So, yay 5G. If it's that fast and that good, then it's worth getting 5G if you can possibly get it. Mm. All right, stay with us. Time to lighten the load. Feel good. Take a deep breath. See you in a few.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News. More than 24 major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. 2 people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the President of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What a pleasure it is to go to someplace that's very cold, at least virtually, but very wonderful and magical, I think, anyway, when you talk about New South Wales in Australia. Robin Adams joins us, and she's written 2 books that really, I think, grab you in the gut, I'm going to say. That's my description of it. The Sisterhood of the Rose and The Golden Disc is the other book. And once you get involved in these stories, you will whittle away the hours because you'll get lost in the stories. They're really that powerful. So, Robin, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Kate.
The Sisterhood of the Rose, let's talk about that first. What inspired that?
It was a visit to Malta to meet a group that I'd been getting messages from where I lived. I lived in a RAN with my late husband, a spiritual retreat center up in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. And I kept getting messages in our meditation cabin from a group called the Spiritual Order of Malta. So I met a couple of old traveling friends over there in Malta, and this group actually existed. And one of them was a descendant of one of the very old governors in English of Malta when England was very... And so we went to a temple called Gigantia on Gozo, and that's when the inspiration came to become... that we were part of the Sisterhood of the Rose. And subsequently, I have found out that there are a number of groups around the world called the Sisterhood of the Rose, and it actually exists. And it's a very ancient order that manifests on earth when we're going through tremendous changes. And one of them was at the time of Christ, one of them was in the Third Crusade, and one of them was around Avalon time. And now it's resurrecting now, so it was a pretty important time to be writing this book, to wake members up, to remember who they were and that they were a member of the Sisterhood of the Rose.
And in your book, The Sisterhood of the Rose, you talk about in the time of the Third Crusade. What was it like to write about the Third Crusade and take us on that journey?
Doing the research was really interesting because it was pre-internet. Well, not quite pre-internet, but it was very basic. And I spent a lot of time in the Macquarie Library in Sydney. But I not only researched the English side of it in the writings, I did the Arab side of Saladin, written by Arab writers, and it's like there were two different wars, and history, they say, is written by the winners. So you get the perspective of the side that they're writing for. So it was really interesting to see the contrast between the English way of writing about the Crusades and the Middle Eastern way of writing about the Crusades. So I tried to bring some of that in as well.
Yeah, and obviously very strong females, very strong women, and that's part of it, right? That's part of the story.
There have always been strong women throughout history, and it's only really recently that they've been written about and historically, you know, existed. But without those strong women staying at home looking after their men's estates or their own estates, and without the courage that these women had to go on their journey, with all the knockbacks that they had and all the difficulties they had on the journey, but then all the learning and all the wonderful women that they met on the journey, that really created the story. And it was like it was pre-existing in some ways for them to do this journey, because the people they were due to meet, they always appear when your time to meet them comes. So when you're on your journey, and looking for this aspect of yourself that has been subdued, you know, through a lot of our education system, through our unknowing, until we wake up to the fact that we are amazingly spiritual beings, just having great time in a physical body. We're sort of blind, and I hope that my writings will encourage people to perhaps search a little bit more of their inner journey and themselves and their soul message.
I think that's a beautiful message. And, you know, some people understand that and gravitate in that direction. They know how to meditate, and to be still and to listen and to look for signs. But you and I both know, Robin, there are a lot of people who aren't, I'll call, enlightened or are confused by that and don't really understand. Well, geez, how do I do it? My mind's, what are you talking about? I can't even meditate for a minute. What do you tell those people?
Just be still. You know, the last place they say that our essence has been hidden is within our heart. We're always running around the world looking for things outside, things that'll make us happy, material stuff that'll make us happy, but ultimately we're the only ones that can make us happy. And it's deep within inside. So if we go on our search for ourselves and our true essence and our connection with the creative force of the universe, which some people call God, but it is a creative force, because to me, spirituality is a natural creative essence, and religion is a man-made concept which has created a lot of division in the world, and it still is. So once we can rise to our own level of beingness, life becomes a lot calmer, and we stop rushing around. We've got an Australian expression, like a chook with its head off. When a chook has had its head cut off, it rushes around not knowing where it's going. And a lot of people are like that. And once you can focus on your destination, because there is only one destination, because we're all going to exit this planet at one stage, it's just to calm our minds. And don't watch the news on television. Don't get ourselves upset with little things, because they pass. And my favorite expression is, this too will pass. And it does. And with the golden disc as well. You know, we can all go on journeys and we can travel. And I've been to many, many, many countries in the world. but I've had a focus, and it's basically in archaeology and ancient history. But even when you travel, you know, you just don't take lots of photos and not look at the place and look at where you are and look at a bit of the history, because all these wonderful places in the world and the ancient ruins, they've got the most amazing history, and they've all been bricks, building bricks, to lead us to where we are now. And we can't deny anything that happened in history because it happened. And just wanting to pull a statue down and saying it didn't happen doesn't deny the fact that it happened. It might make somebody feel good for a few minutes, but they're destroying the building blocks of our civilization by having that attitude. And I think, you know, when you do these journeys, you realize that it's an amazing world. It's a beautiful place, and it's up to us to love it and look after it and tell stories about it. Now, our Aboriginal people never had any writing. They had oral history, and their oral history goes back 50, 60,000 years. And they can tell stories about the ice ages and when the planets, the seas rose and fell. You know, they've always been doing this and climate change and animals that have become extinct and races that have come extinct. And the journey is one of continuity throughout history, because it took a million years to change the design of an ancient axe or a stone implement. And now, as my mother says, we're going from horse and buggy to a man on the moon in 50 years in her lifetime. So everything's speeding up. And that's causing a lot of confusion with people too. You know, your technology of yesterday is obsolete today. And people of my generation are really finding that a challenge as well. So the thing is, I think, not to get too caught up in the everyday, isn't it awful program that happens to be running around the world. And just learn to meditate. Or, you know, there are plenty of good meditators around. I've actually made a meditation tape because I've taught meditation for many years. I've made a CD that has helped a lot of people. So, yeah, it's just a matter of stop running around outside and look inside for a while.
Yeah, great advice for people listening who are struggling and trying to do that. And you talk about, you know, the Sisterhood of the Rose and the awakening there because of this, because of where we are. The golden disc, specifically the difference with the golden disc, because you talk about history, archaeology, and again, how that's such a pull for you. And there is you wrapped in storytelling in the novel.
And the same with my novel that's about to release now, The Atima, and it's written in about ancient New Zealand and modern New Zealand. There's a story in that too, and there's a lot of teaching in that one. So when that comes out, Kate, I'll send you an e-copy, if you like, and the cover. The cover I found quite interesting. It's a carved tree stump that I took, and I changed the color on it, of these beings.
Wow.
So I think the cover needs to be a little different as well. And a lot of people look at their book by their cover and what's on the back of it, and that's the hardest thing to get right.
Boy, isn't that true? For, you know, and for people who write, they understand that it's your baby. You're writing it. You're bringing it to life, and then you have all the other parts of what books entail. But these are really, really interesting books. The Sisterhood of the Rose, then the Golden Disc, and we have time to read. It is the perfect time to find.
And the Golden Disc has got a subtitle called The Healing Bomb.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it is. It's a healing bomb. And I talk a bit about healing because that's been my profession, I suppose, as a natural therapist and a healer. So I've had a pretty full life. I've done a lot of things, and I think that's what we're here to do. We're not here to just to walk around sleepwalking. We're here to have as many experiences as we can.
I mean, I can just see it. I think you know, you sit down first with the Sisterhood of the Rose, then the Golden Disc, the Healing Bomb. You feel it. And then we go from there on to the next platform. And who knows what you're going to bring us after that, Robin. Robin Adams. It's
well, maybe the movie. Maybe the movie.
That's right. Keep your fingers crossed. Exactly. There should be a movie. Absolutely. Robin, thank you so much.
Well, I'd love to talk to you, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Think about guardian angels and think about angels in general. Just take a second and think about that. I've always been fascinated by angels, and I've wondered, I don't wonder anymore, but I wondered most of my life about angels, and that's why I'm super psyched to have Michelle Napier Colombo on with us. She wrote a book called The First Time I Encountered My Guardian Angel, and her story is so powerful. Can't wait for you to hear it. Michelle, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me on the show.
So let's talk about that. The title really tells it all. What happened to you that was obviously life-changing?
Well, I had an encounter with my guardian angel after the death of my father when I was 9 years old. And I was born with a gift, and I knew that I was different growing up because I would have dreams about things that would happen before they happened. I knew things, and I had this, as described in my book, I had this soft voice that had spoken to me in my right ear since the age of 5 or 6. I can't remember exactly when. It began when I lost my father. My guardian angel came to me. Didn't know it. I didn't know she was my guardian angel until later on, when I saw her when I was 9 years old. So, she had I had a dream that my dad had died. My dad was in Ohio visiting my brothers. And he'd been gone for a while, for a couple months, I think. He just needed to get away. And I woke up one morning and was told that my dad had died. My dad had passed. And I didn't know how to take that. So I told my mom what I'd experienced. I said, "Mom, I had a dream. Daddy's gone. Daddy's dead." "Oh no, honey, Daddy's fine. Daddy's in Ohio with your brother right now. He'll be home soon. I know he's been gone longer than expected, but he'll be home soon." I said, "No, Mom, you don't understand. Daddy's gone." And as you read in the book, went out and I had to be alone, and that's when I heard my guardian angel, and it was like just like somebody was standing right next to me saying, "No, you're right, honey. Daddy's gone. Daddy's dead. And I need you to go in and I need you to tell your mom that she's going to receive a phone call stating that Daddy is gone. And I need you to go and tell her that she can't go to work tonight. She needs to stay home and sit next to the phone with you, and you will get a call stating that Daddy's gone." So that's what I did. I rushed in the house, told my mom what I was told. She said, "No, no, honey. Are you sure?" I said, "Mom, I'm positive. Yes, I'm sure." I keep being told over and over again by this soft voice that Daddy's gone. Daddy's dead. You're going to get a call tonight. And she said, "Okay, I'll stay home from work. I know you need me. I know you've been distraught all day." And my mom, being the strong Christian that she is, she knows of angels. She knows angels exist. She's had some supernatural experiences herself. She reads the Bible. I was raised in a Christian upbringing. So she knew that there was some truth to this. So she stayed home with me. And, of course, as you read in my book, we received that call and found out that I just might have my guardian angel speaking to me. And that's what I want to get out today is, you know, the Bible is full of supernatural stories. Especially the New Testament, where there are the disciples talk about the miracle healings that they performed through Jesus. And the angels, how the angels are brought up. John talks about the angels guiding him. Paul, how Paul was broke out of prison. The angel came in and broke Paul out of prison. Peter, the healings that Jesus performed through Peter. There's Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den with the lion, and how the angel shut the lion's mouth and saved Daniel. The angels are all throughout the Bible. The angels are real, and that's what I'm here. And that's what inspired me to write my book. Is God came to me, Jesus came to me, I had a spiritual awakening, and he said, "You are chosen, you are anointed by me, and I need you to go and spread the gospel. I need you to go tell my people that the angels are here for you, they're here for me, they're here to assist us." And especially right now with this coronavirus and what's going on, we all need to engage in the armor of God, and we all need to know what to do.
So that leads me right to my next question. So that's powerful in saying that, and you obviously have done it from the time you were a child. How can people tap into that? Because you know there's people some people that really want to do this, and other people that are like, "What? How can I do that?" So what can they do?
What they can do is first off, get in your Bible. And I tell people every day, people come to me and ask me every day, you know, especially with the coronavirus, people are lost. They don't know what to do. They're like, is this from God? Where is, you know, is God doing this? Yeah, God is doing this. God is doing this to bring his people back to him. And the people that are lost out there that don't know what to do, it's in the Bible. God, there in the New Testament, it talks about the seven angels with the flask and how they spread
like a plague. It was like a plague or something.
Like a plague. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. I was blanking out. A plague. They God said, empty your flask of plague, of sores, of, you know, God is known to do this. He's done it before, and he's going to do it again. This isn't the first, and this isn't the last that we're going to experience. And that's why I got to get out there, and I got to tell people, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Call on your angels. Your angels are there to assist you. Like the scripture says, in Psalms, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Hebrews, and that's where we come in, incarnated angels. I'm an incarnated angel. I was an angel in heaven, and I was put here in human form. It says in the Bible, in Hebrews 13:2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. God gives you these answers. If you're lost, open your Bible. Open your Bible. Acknowledge the angels. The archangels are there. God gave his people angels. God doesn't go anywhere without his angels. Jesus, what does it say in the Bible? When Jesus comes back, when he returns, Jesus will return with all his angels. Angels play an important role in our lives and God's for God's people. Are here to assist us, guide us, and protect us. We call on Archangel Michael. Call on the archangels. You don't have to know them by name. Just call on them. Acknowledge that they are there, and they will show you signs. They will show you they're there.
Wow, so powerful. And it's just like the conversation we had off the air, and we were talking about the movie Heaven is Real, and even think of the television show, yes, Touched by an Angel, and what people have described in the past, and now what you're describing. And you said it, what do you want people to take away, and where can they reach? And it's right before them. And the book is called The First Time I Encountered My Guardian Angel, Michelle Napier Colombo. You can find it on Amazon. Michelle, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.